I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man accused in the murder of United Healthcare CEO back in court today. This time, Luigi Mangione was charged with state murder and terror charges. ABC's Aaron Kutursky has more.
Mangione has already appeared in federal court on stalking and murder charges after his return to New York following his arrest in Pennsylvania, where investigators said they found handwritten notes that described Mangione's alleged intent to whack the CEO at an investors' conference.
The House
Police said Mangione's own mother told investigators it might be something that she could see him doing. She had filed a missing persons report with police in San Francisco 2 weeks before the murder.
The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz, finding there's substantial evidence that Gaetz paid women for sex, violated Florida's statutory rape law when he had sex with a 17-year-old, and found that he violated House rules. The Pentagon says they're investigating an incident of friendly fire after two U.S. Navy pilots were shot down over the Red Sea. This is ABC News. A startling discovery at Los Angeles Airport, raising concerns about holiday travel security.
TSA officers at Los Angeles International Airport intercepted a carry-on bag containing 82 fireworks, 3 knives, 2 replica guns, and pepper spray. The bag flagged during an X-ray screening on December 15th belonged to a passenger traveling to Philadelphia. Bomb squad officers confiscating the fireworks, which are banned on planes under TSA rules. The agency using the incident as a reminder for holiday travelers to double-check their bags before heading to the airport. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Funeral services today for Aaron West, one of the victims of the Abundant Life Christian school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin last week. Her friend, Nate Colbeck, delivered remarks at the service.
But she was someone who, when she said she loved you, she really meant it. She backed it up. She showed this to us so well.
The shooter died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Okay, Christmas and Hanukkah are Wednesday, which means that if you still have shopping to do, then it's time to get to Macy's now and find last-minute gifts that feel anything but last-minute. Here's one we love. Fragrance gift sets from designers like Gucci, Givenchy, and more that are boxed and ready to give. No wrapping required. And don't forget, it's your last chance to use your Macy's money, too. So when it's down to the last minute, your first stop should be Macy's, but you only have until tomorrow night. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Christmas Day, more clouds, mid-30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 35 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Funeral services held Monday for 42-year-old Aaron West, the teacher at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School, killed in last week's school shooting. 14-year-old freshman Ruby Vergara was laid to rest on Saturday. The 15-year-old suspected shooter, Natalie Rupnow, took her own life. The State Division of Criminal Investigation is overseeing the weekend shooting of an armed man by police SWAT team members in Chippewa County. According to the State Department of Justice, it followed a response to a domestic incident by deputies Saturday night in the town of Lafayette. The suspect was shot and killed after driving away, crashing his car, and then shooting at officers when he got out of his vehicle. Police in Milwaukee and Whitewater are investigating after racist leaflets in sealed plastic bags were left in people's yards.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Adams Super Service, your Partners Network, Car Care Center Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in the town of Arcadia Saturday morning. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, Manuel Ortiz of Austin, Minnesota, was traveling on Highway A near Highway 93 when he lost control of the vehicle, went over a driveway. The vehicle then went airborne and rolled onto its side. Ortiz was taken to the hospital. He was later charged with operating while intoxicated. A Chippewa County man has been found guilty of sexual assault. Raymond Buckley of Arizona was found guilty by a jury of 4 of 5 charges. Prosecutors say the victim was asleep when he began assaulting them. Buckley will be sentenced in Chippewa County in March. Both the state and Barron County public health managers are keeping a close eye on the people who worked at the poultry farm that saw Wisconsin's first case of the H5N1 bird flu. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services last week reported the man who works at the farm came down with the flu. On Friday, the CDC did confirm that the man had the H5N1 virus. No one is sure how or just when he got the flu. The man is being treated and monitored. Department of Health Services says the man had direct contact with a flock of birds that tested positive for the H5N1 virus. The state says there does not appear to be a risk of anyone else getting sick. A Sparta woman has been sentenced to 8 years probation in connection with starting a fire at the Sparta Walmart last year. 18-year-old Emma Smith pled guilty to arson of property and criminal damage to property in Monroe County Court. In addition to the probation, Smith must serve 60 days in jail without Huber privileges. In December of last year, Smith started a fire inside of the Sparta Walmart that caused nearly $7 million in damages. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is calling 2024 successful. In 2024, WisDOT moved forward on 380 improvement projects valued at more than $1.3 billion. The department also launched four new programs, including a driver education grant, electric vehicle infrastructure projects, and a bridge inventory program, and its agriculture road improvements program. WisDOT launched the new Amtrak Borealis service in 2024. That's the first passenger rail expansion in Wisconsin in 22 years. Now, the Borealis doubles service between the Twin Cities and Chicago with 8 stops in Wisconsin. The department also welcomed Wisconsin's first female Secretary of Transportation, Christina Boardman. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The state of Wisconsin is looking into this weekend's deadly police shooting in Chippewa County. That shooting happened Saturday night in the town of Lafayette. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department originally received a call of a domestic violence situation. Before they arrived, they said one of the suspects sped off. When deputies stopped him a short time later, they say he started shooting at them. Eventually, the Eau Claire County Regional SWAT team was called in. That's when police say the suspects started shooting at the SWAT team. They fired back. Those are the shots that killed the suspect. The Department of Justice is looking into the case and the officer involved shooting. Amtrak's new Borealis train became stuck for almost 4 hours over the weekend near Hastings. Now, some 300 travelers were on board at the time that the train became stuck late Saturday night. Amtrak officials blame the problem on a switching issue. The Borealis launched in May as the second Amtrak train to provide daily service between St. Paul and Chicago. Eau Claire's city manager is seemingly blaming the district attorney's office for last week's deadly stabbing at the Dew Dodge Inn. The city's manager's office took to its website with a response to questions about how Anthony Jackson was not in jail or prison. Jackson has dozens of arrests, and at least 26 are in Eau Claire alone. The city manager's office says one of those arrests happened. It's not up to the city to decide what happens. The city manager said those decisions are made by the district attorney, and after that, by judges. Two men were sentenced for a drive-by shooting that killed another man in Eau Claire. Prosecutors say Michael Purnell and Jamon Sullivan killed Christopher Connor 2 years ago after an argument at a bar. Purnell was sentenced to 5 years in prison last week, including time served. Sullivan receives 2 years of probation. Two other men involved in the murder have already been sentenced. Kimone Golden, who prosecutors believe pulled the trigger, was sentenced to 11 years in prison. $2 million in grants is going towards housing assistance in Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will receive funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Governor Evers says expanding access to affordable housing remains a priority, and the grants will provide critical resources to those who need them and help foster safer spaces for Wisconsinites. Over the last 5 years, more than 17,000 affordable housing units and more than 26,000 housing units have been built across the state. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Add this to the scientific resume at UW-Eau Claire. The university Friday said a team of students helped discover a group of flesh-eating squirrels in California. Researchers studied the squirrels for 12 years and found that it's common for them to hunt and eat smaller woodland creatures like voles. UW-Eau Claire professor Jennifer Smith says this is the first time anyone has studied flesh-eating squirrels. She says the work from the team in Eau Claire is groundbreaking. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop JTV.com/radio.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Logano lights up for Christmas. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Greetings from Daytona, where a band of dreamers took a strip of beach and turned it into a proving ground. The Great American Race, where year after year, greatness is the destination.
Drivers, start your engines, let's go! Yeah!
So book your experience and soak in 500 miles of history and tradition. The Daytona 500, February 16th, 2025. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Three-time and defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano takes his Christmas decorating as seriously as the playoffs, competing with others around the block for the ultimate neighborhood title, especially in the era when former Penske executive Don Miller was in the fray, challenging the champ to a holiday decorating Donnybrook.
Don Miller, I don't know if you guys know Don Miller, longtime Penske leader. We lived across the street from each other for a while, and it became a Christmas decoration competition. I don't think he said that, but he had really good Christmas decorations, and I put something up, then he put something up, and I was like, screw it. I'm buying the biggest freaking Santa Claus I can get. And so I won. I did not win when it fell onto the house, and I had to figure out how to get it off the house. It was a real mess.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that joke.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines of auto-pay above qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
The Packers can lock up a wildcard playoff spot with a win over the New Orleans Saints at Lambeau Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. A loss would drop Green Bay into the seventh spot in the NFC playoffs, but most don't believe that'll happen. In fact, the Packers are double-digit favorites in this one, which kicks off at 7:15 tonight. College football playoff quarterfinals are set. Notre Dame takes on Georgia in the New Year's Day Sugar Bowl. Penn State will take on Boise State in the New Year's Eve Fiesta Bowl. Ohio State will take on Oregon in the January 1st Rose Bowl, and Texas will face Arizona State in the New Year's Day Peach Bowl. Bucks play their final game before the Christmas break tonight. They'll take on the Chicago Bulls in Chicago. The Bucks are coming off a win over Washington on Saturday and have five of their last six in the win column. They're 15-12 on the season. And L.A. Dodger Shohei Ohtani is capping off 2024 by winning the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year for the third time. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting grant applications to grow the state's fishing community. Funding from the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program aims to expand fishing activities in the Badger State. More details when we return, but first, welcome back.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting applications for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. Past recipients have used this grant to support in-depth angler education programs at schools, fly fishing classes for women and veterans, training for people promoting accessible fishing, and to expand fishing programs at camps for children. Community and recreation centers are also good fits for these programs. Individual grant awards are eligible for up to $5,000. The grant is supported by the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund, which is generated by an excise tax on fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. Application materials are available for download through the DNR's Angler R3 Grant Program webpage. To access that, simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Angler Recruitment. The deadline to submit grant applications is Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen Report.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Christmas Day, more clouds, mid-30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 35 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets said, were they open today? That's how we were looking at them. Yes, they were trading today, but in that sense, it definitely was a holiday trade type of mode. We did see a dip back a little bit on the soybean complex and on the live cattle as well as those hogs, but let's find out what happened and what was the focus of the trade. I mean, it was a Monday. Markets will close early tomorrow for the holiday as Darren Fessler joins us with Lakefront Futures. And as you and I were talking before the show started, you know, really, it is that holiday type of mode trade. It just didn't seem to be a lot of normal Monday action in the trade.
Yeah, I think the market and the trade, their mind is elsewhere now. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of big headlines out today at all. I mean, the biggest thing that I was watching here today was really not the whole lot of movement in the grain. It's more or less currency related. The dollar continues to ramp up. Now, that's going to have some longer term implications, especially if the Brazilian bean crop is recognized above a 170, and then we have to start focusing attention on, okay, what does that safrinha corn crop look like later on, or, you know, early in 25, because the spread action here in the U.S. has been friendly here basically since late summer, and is really alluding to, hey, these supplies continue to get smaller and smaller, and I do think that if there's any sort of hiccup in that safrinha corn crop, even though the dollar's high, I think that could continue to have this underlying bid in corn. But we've seen some really nice price action in wheat here today. Now, again, it did hit some trend line support here on Friday, bounced off that, follow through here today on Monday. But again, very, very thin trade. I think the biggest thing with this wheat market, as goes wheat, as goes corn, or as goes corn, as goes wheat, I don't think that these things are going to have an opposite of, they're going to follow each other. And so the biggest thing there is you got to watch that winter wheat crop in Russia. It's not good. There has been some problems in Australia. The thing with the wheat, everyone grows it. But if you can get some of the bigger producers around the world to have a little bit of hiccup here and there, given these low prices, given the funds are short, it could spark off some rallies.
So what about the stock market as you look at all of that weighing in over onto the grain and livestock complex today?
Yeah, I mean, I look at the S&Ps. We trade quite a bit of that. And it's, you know, the stock market, generally speaking, it's overvalued here. And we've had some pretty good run-ups since the election. Now, again, how do the market participants want to take this? We've had a couple of years now where we had double-digit growth. And after January 20th, we're going to get a whole new policy. Now, we've seen some inklings of what we may or may not do, but we won't really know. As we talked on last week, I mean, Trump is a good poker player. He doesn't want to show the whole cards. And so do we see some money flow out of that space and maybe into some of these things that have maybe a little bit better fundamentals or maybe not as stretched as some of the equity markets are at the moment? But the big thing about any of the macro financials, it's the bond market. And I don't think we can ignore this. The Fed lowered rates last week, and I don't think the market really wanted that. I think Wall Street wanted that, but the bond market saying, hey, you got to be done lowering these rates now. The 2, 5, 10, and 30-year bond yields just keep skyrocketing. So the focus on how does this relate to the ag side, it's a global macro situation here. So where there's fear or uncertainty, as you've seen last week, it will bring sell-offs to all other markets. So that's one thing to keep in mind here. When the funds are this long hogs, this long cattle, this long corn, there's risk for this, even though they may have good fundamental stories.
Well, you know, and it seemed like all eyes, too, Darren, were on Washington, D.C. on Friday, waiting to see, was there going to be a continuation of the budget? Was there going to be a government shutdown? And we know that there was some agricultural stuff they were watching as well, and the markets were keeping a close eye on it.
Yes, they were. I mean, we got something done at the 11th hour, seemed like, yet again. And but the thing with the budget shutdowns is I think that just the uncertainty and just come down to the outlook of what the U.S. debt is doing and the bigger concern here. Now, we've had concerns even in the Biden administration and even in the prior Trump administration. I think when you look at the trajectory of the U.S. debt, especially since the COVID days, this thing is not sustainable. And the bond markets are telling you this. And so we either start clamping down here and bite some hard bullets, or this is not going to be a good path, especially for the dollar. Now, if you look around the world, you know, the dollar today, and not just today, but the last months, it has been skyrocketing. It's all major currencies. Brazil, one of our biggest competitors, and then the euro, the pound, the yen. It just goes to show that the U.S., even though we have a lot of our own economic issues here, we're still viewed as the best house in that bad block here. So, again, the biggest thing I think going into the end of the year and into 25 is, do we start to see some corrections? And all major recessions have all started, the last 11 out of 12 have started in housing. And you get the 30-year mortgage rates above 7%, that's really not all that encouraging. I know some people are like, well, I bought a house when it was 13, 14%. I get that, but the price of the home was a lot different. So again, I think that's something to watch in the 25. And obviously, with the tight spread action in corn and the good demand that we've seen, does Mexico continue this type of strength that we've been seeing from them as well? I think that's a huge, huge indicator. And again, we're only a couple months within the marketing year so far. But again, watching that early export sales pace in 25 is, I think, going to be a huge driver for the balance sheet in the remainder of this marketing year.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of excitement that's building, especially if we don't know if that drought's going to continue in Mexico and what type of appetite they're going to continue to have for our U.S. corn.
It's 100% true, and we got to also focus on maybe some of the dryness that's creeping up in parts of Argentina.
All right, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Of course, this is the Monday version of the Channel Final Bell, and quick reminder, we've been talking about it for the last couple of days. Markets are only open for part of a day tomorrow in regards to the Christmas holiday, so we will see those markets tomorrow close at noon. We'll be back in a moment, the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Of course, Darren Fessler continues to join us. He is with Lakefront Futures. We left off kind of talking about the weather, and I kind of wanted to pick back up on that and start out with Mexico, because there hasn't been a lot of chatter about how dry it is. But obviously, they're continuing to look at the U.S. even after we saw the USMCA, you know, ruling come back that said that they were in the wrong when it came to corn and the GMOs. What do you see for that country? What are you hearing weather-wise? Is it going to be the opportunity that they may still have to keep buying from the United States for a while?
Well, I think there's going to be obviously some come to some Jesus moments, I think, if for the lack of better words, between the U.S., Canada, and the United States. I think that Trump's going to push the issues, And I think there's going to be a fair bit of buy-in yet to come from Mexico. Yes, they're dealing with their own droughts, but I think one of the headlines, I'll put it this way, says the Mexican president kind of wanted to, I don't want to say ban, but push through legislation that would ban the planting of GMOs. And that vote's supposed to happen early of 25. So we'll see how that all shapes up here. But I could see Mexico demand for corn from the U.S. still being pretty stout, but maybe not the pace that has been running here so far this marketing year. I mean, they have been the outlier buyers so far. And I think some of that's in anticipation of what is probably going to come down the line here, especially with the chatter of what's going on with the U.S.-Mexican border. How does Mexico want to handle that? What does Trump do in retaliation to whatever Mexico decides to do? And so I do think there's going to be some growing pains involved here come the first year. But I think at the end of the day, Mexico is still going to be buying a lot of U.S. corn.
And we know that right now the growing conditions in South America are ideal for what they're seeing.
Right now, I mean, granted, the early parts of planting and growing stages are still going on in Argentina. First crop corn in Brazil, however, looks pretty good. And granted, first crop corn in Brazil is not a big crop at all. It's just a Frida corn crop is a massive one. However, we have to watch some of the weather, especially in these 30 to 45 day models out there. When you start looking at Buenos Aires, Cordoba, Santa Fe, there's some dryness creeping up in there. And so just given the backdrop of, you know, what has taken place in the U.S. and then what the USDA will probably say in January and the way the spread action has been, we've continued to mention how bullish the spread action has been. I think that's just, again, alluding to some smaller stocks that are coming, into 25. And I do think that if there's any sort of hiccups in Brazil, and let alone Argentina, I think we could probably get these carryout numbers in the U.S. closer to 1.5 billion, which would continue to provide some underlying floors here for this corn market. So I think a lot of things look positive in corn at the moment here, but we're always saying, well, what's not priced in? And I think when you look at the fund length here, of corn. I mean, how much more do funds want to buy here? Can they get enough buyers into this market to send it to five? And I think they certainly can, but I think there's going to have to be much more of a catalyst. Is that Safrina corn dryness? Is that Argentina dryness? Is that maybe something with domestic demand and maybe war sparking something, the crude oil to get it back up to $80, $90 a barrel? That would definitely, I think, send it to $5. But for right now, there's not a whole lot of carry in this market here. So if you're sitting on old crop corn, you really got to be thinking about if you have any sort of interest, what's my willingness to hold that if I can have maybe a better opportunity just to re-own it on paper?
You know, as we switch gears and take a look at the livestock, obviously feeders were able to hold on to the green. It was lower, though, for the live cattle and lean hogs. Just like in the grains, were they being hit by this holiday trade?
Oh, I think so. I mean, we did have a cattle on feed on Friday, which didn't really move the needle a whole lot here. But I think the biggest thing, just kind of like with the equities, is that uncertainty about what may transpire, you know, past January 20th here. And when you look at, you know, the fund length as far as hogs and feeders and fats combine them, we're by far the longest we've been in quite some time combined. I mean, we're looking at just live cattle long almost 134,000 contracts. So, again, the cash market has been strong. The fundamentals are strong in this market. It's just when does the rug get pulled out here? If it does get pulled out, again, I don't know if that doorway is big enough for everyone to exit at the same time.
So what are we thinking? Can we keep that momentum and that excitement going into the new year for our grains and our livestock? What's your quick takeaway?
I certainly think that the bullish momentum can continue in corn and probably in the wheat market. I'm just wondering how much the beans keep it down. I think we've got to be very mindful of the 20-day EMA and some of this cattle. If you start to see momentum shift, I think you need to get some hedges in place.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
They can reach me or call me or text me at 312-858-3668.
All right. Thanks so much. Of course, finding out what happened in the markets for this Monday, Darren Fessler joins us. Of course, he is with Lakefront Futures. A quick reminder that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. On Friday, cattle futures markets rallied higher ahead of the final cattle on feed report for the year. USDA released that data after the markets closed, and I'll have an update on the U.S. beef herd when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. And I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
Friday's cattle on feed report from the USDA confirmed that cattle on feed for feedlots with more than 1,000 head totaled 12 million on December 1st, a slight decline from last year. This does align with industry expectations that inventories would stay tight, as that has been a consistent theme for the past year. On this report, placements were the standout metric. November placements totaled 1.8 million head, down 4% from last year. Analysts were anticipating this decline due to seasonal dynamics as producers rushed earlier this fall to market calves in order to capture higher prices. Compounding this trend, restrictions on Mexican cattle imports prompted by the discovery of the New World screwworm reduced feeder supplies as well. Breaking it down by state, Nebraska led the nation with 510,000 head placed, marking a month-to-month decrease of 17%, but still outpacing the other states. South Dakota saw a notable 4% rise in total on-feed inventory from November, which was driven by an increase in feeder weights over 800 pounds. Meanwhile, Washington State's inventory dropped by 4% compared to the previous month, reflecting softer demand in the Pacific Northwest. Marketings were slightly softer at 1.73 million head, 1% below last year, as high prices may have encouraged feedlots to hold cattle back longer to maximize weight gains. Other disappearance, including death loss or cattle moved to pastures, ticked up 2% year over year to 55,000 head. In the lead up to the report, markets rallied on expectations of bullish data. These results were largely delivered, reinforcing tight cattle supplies across the country. However, with Christmas just a few days away, market reactions may be muted by the holiday trade, with many traders out of the office until after the new year. I'll be back with more when we return.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The December Cattle on Feed report indicated that the biggest factors moving cattle prices, which are tight cattle supplies and strong beef demand, are both likely to continue into 2025. With fat and feeder cattle prices staying firm, in fact, sometimes touching record territory, next year should see good marketing opportunities for cattle producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Christmas Day, more clouds, mid-30s. A cloudy sky for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Rain possible Friday and Saturday as highs nudge to near 40. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 34 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, he flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome.
from the sun. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, her hair down in a ball cap, yeah, yeah. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's when, yeah, yeah, and that's when it's at. It ain't in a souped-up, shiny red new truck if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall canopy VR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dress up, hair down in a ball cap, yeah, yeah. As long as I keep that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train away back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yeah, yeah, and that's where it's at. If she ain't to my right,
It's 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her head down in a ball cap. Yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss. On a plane or a train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's in, that's where. Yep, yep, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where it's at. Yep, yep. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over. Faded t-shirt and off her shoulder.
Town 2 years ago and moved on up to Idaho, but swore that I'd be back again, pick up where I left off, old man. Left behind some lovely ladies, grown up sexy Texas babies. I got back in town tonight, anticipating much delight. I pulled out the black book and called up my old lovers. Well, I got 5 newlyweds and 2 expected mothers. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. Here we go. Sexy little dirt road sport is now called Mrs. Davenport. My pretty little black-eyed Susie's now Miss Susan Vanderhoosie. Rosie, who couldn't blow my mind, is Sister Rose on Channel 9. The wildest lover of my life is now a federal judge's wife. But they don't want to recognize a so familiar face. And I'm just a bad reminder of their wild and woolly days. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names. All my old flames have new names. Well, there's a lot of girls in town who tied the knot and settled down. I thought I'd start a fire with some of my old flames, but they've all got new names.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDA.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard, I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
lonely. Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why?